You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm...
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Charlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, hell of a fighter. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavides.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right?
David Benavides.
Yo, he is a beast.
This brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do.
Order. And now Benavides unloading.
I got a lot of power too, and I throw punches and munches, and I don't get tired.
The jab leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat a Charlo tomorrow too.
The big Charlo want to get it too?
So Charlo would be the alternative.
He don't want to get in the ring with me because he's a pussy. That's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've never liked Caleb Plant. I've never made. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant.
At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend right now. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out.
And if you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name.
In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him.
SDS promotion.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today, we're going to be discussing on our second show every day, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, we do a second show at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm a little late. It's all good. You know what I mean? But we're here, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West, 7 p.m. Eastern on the East. Today, we're here to discuss Gervonta Davis and David Benavidez. Pay-per-view doubleheader could possibly be in Texas, according to Tank Davis. So we will be using the tweets that Tank has put out, indicating that this fight can potentially take place in Texas. And this is what we'll be talking about on today's episode. So if you want to join us, you know how to do so. Twitter Spaces is available for those that want to join us via Twitter. You can also join us on Discord if you want to go ahead and join the conversation live on the show. We take calls via Twitter Spaces and Discord. Let me go ahead and drop those links in the live chat for anybody that does want to call in. And this will probably be a fast show because, you know, it's just pretty much share Tank's information and talk about it and move on. It's a good location, though. You know, Texas would serve them well business-wise, right? It helps Frank Martin tap into his fan base. It helps Martin's promoter, Earl Spence, tap into his fan base. It helps David Benavidez tap into his Mexican fan base. You know, and it shows that Tank can sell in any region. but I like the location of Texas. Not sure that it'll end up landing here, as, you know, tank fights are usually big fights, and maybe that means Las Vegas, but that has been yet to be determined. As of right now, Tank took to his social media to let us know that it can potentially, and I'm using the words potentially, be Texas, because you know these things change. But for sure, it's no more speculation. Jose Benavidez has come out and revealed that he and his son will be on the Gervonta Davis-Frank Martin undercard, with David Benavidez and Alexander Vazdek being the planned co-main event. Remember, sources indicated to us that Rayo Venezuela will be taking on the rematch with Edwin De Los Santos as well on that undercard. And then you have Tank. And I'm just looking for that one, because there's so many. You know, we get these all these tweet and deletes. So I got them all on stash. All right. So I'm going to have to give me a second to find that. I thought it was right there in my DMs. But yeah, it's a tweet that got shared that Tank insinuates it can be Texas. And nope, not that. Not that. That's the Tio one. You seen when he said about Tio? He said Tio's got a big nose. You can't miss that. He's hilarious, bruv. I just need him to fight these dudes. All right, so I see the one where Ray says nobody wants it in Chicago, bring it to Texas. But then after that, Tank does say Texas. I can't find it at the moment. I just had that, too. This is so crazy. But again, as you can see, you know, pretty much the world knows that he's already come out and said Texas. I'll see if I have it in another location. But this is what we're talking about. If you're interested to call in, feel free. Looks like they are planning to take Tank versus Frank to Texas with David Benavidez on the undercard. And don't forget, you also are going to have Rayo Venezuela taking on the rematch with Edwin De Los Santos. So it is a jam-packed card. I really do like it. And once again, I do believe that Texas is a decent location for this. And it can certainly make sense there, because it gives everybody an opportunity to tap into their respective markets, you know. Obviously, David right there with the Mexicans. Frank has been in Texas now for some time with Earl Spence, so, you know, he can also tap in. So I like the Texas location. You know, it gives them the opportunity to put more people in the seats. Last time Benavidez fought there on the undercard of Earl, they pulled in about 48,000, and that was versus Earl versus Mikey Garcia. So yeah, man, good location. We need an official announcement. That would be good. We've been piecing this one together for some time now. We haven't gotten any official announcements from any PBC representatives, not yet. But once again, Discord, Twitter Spaces is available for anybody that wants to call in. If not, you got your Tank Davis update. Yeah, I'm going through his man. I guess he already deleted the fucking Texas tweet, huh? I know somebody else got it. Let me see if Benson has it while I wait for anybody interested in calling in. Remember, Discord, Twitter space is available. Going through Michael Benson's now. See if I can see that. You know what was funny today? The face-off between Zoo and...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And Fandora, it is ridiculous the size advantage that Fandora has. I mean, he's really got to try to do a better job of not giving up that height so that, you know, he can actually utilize it to his advantage. I still don't see that tweet. This is crazy. And I know Drew sent it to me. It's so weird. Okay, here we go. I knew Michael Benson would have it. Now I feel better. I was starting to get sweaty over here. Like, damn. So unprepared. But now we got it. And this is it. You know, he put Javonta June, Houston, Texas. So this has everybody assuming the fight could be landed in Texas. Now, there are some experts that believe this means nothing and this fight must and will land in Vegas because of the economics, you know, because of who is on the card, you know, because it's a tank card, because it's a David Benavidez, you know. So some people are assuming this has to happen in Vegas because of that. But, you know, going off of Tank's post, it looks like it could be Texas. You know, it looks like it could be Texas. And if it is, we know that David and Earl did very well there versus Mikey. I don't even remember who Benavidez fought. Probably Ronald Ellis. I'm not even sure. But they did do well together, Earl and Benavidez, in Texas. It was about 48,000. And, you know, credit to Benavidez, again, for getting on this undercard and trying to grow his profile. Because, you know, many times you're in these situations where you need a little bit more juice, you know, whether that be for negotiations, whatever it may be, but, you know, it's hard. You know, these days it's hard. People used to get on Floyd and Manny and Oscar undercards. Those guys are gone. There's no more people. You know, there's not a lot of fighters doing a million-plus pay-per-views. Tank and Ryan are the only guys that have done that in a while, and Canelo and Plant came, you know, very close with their 800,000. So the traditional way of building fighters and helping – you know, one another get popular, that model just isn't there the way that it used to be. So I do want to credit Benavidez for, you know, being able and willing to get on someone's undercard, having already been his own main event on multiple occasions, you know. Some guys will find that as some sort of disrespect and, you know, be turned off by the man, by the matter. But I love that David and his dad are okay and willing to get on that undercard, which makes it all that much better for us. You know, it's a very good triple header, but right now Boxing Scene is only reporting the double header. But, you know, I have it on good sources that Rayo will be taking on that rematch with Edwin De Los Santos. Yeah, I found it, Pull Out Bandit. It was on his Instagram, but I thought he deleted it, so we just got it from another source like Benson, who makes sure everything is, you know, able to go back to without it being deleted. But we got Joshua Torres that says, been catching up last two shows. I think Canelo said that in response to the lies and the bullshit Samson and David's camp been talking, not really demanding it. No, I hear you, man. Everybody's interpreting that very differently, and I can see every interpretation of it. But at the end of the day, you know, he said what he said out his mouth, and many people are going to take him for face value on that. You know, what you said is what they hear. But if you haven't already subscribed, don't forget to do so. We're trying to get to that goal of 200,000, and we're getting really close to that. We need your help, obviously. Right now, we're on 199,282. So we're certainly growing, and we certainly appreciate everyone that subscribes. Remember, two times a day, Monday through Thursday, guaranteed at 6 a.m. and 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, and that's 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, man. Shout out Joshua with the first super chat of the day. I have seen, okay, so there's also, you know, been people wanting Chicago. And out of the three locations, I would say Texas is probably second. I think Texas, you know, can be a player, but may come up short to a Las Vegas bid for a Tank fight. You know, Tank fights are events. So it may be more economics if he brings it to Vegas. It means people have to travel. They have to buy hotels, rent hotels, etc. So one of the casinos might give a good site fee to bring that fight that way. We got Cliff in Connecticut. What up?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, let's wreck your history. I just got in here. Can you give me a little, you know, breakdown of the summary? I just got in.
Not much, man. Just Tank and David Benavidez looking like that fight could potentially land in Texas. Tank posted on his Instagram June and also posted the Houston, Texas as the location. So, you know, we're going off of that. You know, as of now, there hasn't been any official announcement of a Tank fight.
That's funny if it is in Texas, because Tank was trying to be slick when Devin was in New York. He like put that little tweet out like, yeah, y'all know why it ain't in Vegas, whatever he says. So
exactly why some experts still feel that that fight with Tank and Frank will land in Vegas because of the economics, you know. It's just he could make it a weekend, right?
Yeah, you would think that he would be in Vegas, but if it's not, it's just, you know, that's funny because he was popping his shit.
I mean, it's like I said, though, Earl and Benavidez did 48,000 people when they fought in Texas together.
Well, Texas is a good place to fight, and ain't that closer to where Benavidez is from? Ain't he from, like, Arizona or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. But what I want to say, though, Benavidez deserves like a lot of credit. Like, someone like he's real old school and humble and yep. just like hungry.
A lot of people when that did this, right? A lot of people when they got on Tank's undercard, a smaller dude, a younger dude. Well, actually, Tank's slightly older.
Yeah, but it just him getting on the undercard, and he already been main evented pay per views in the past. It just shows a lot of about them for me. Like he'll do whatever it takes. It's almost like he's hungry and he's like, well, whatever. Like, Tank is a lot of eyes are going to be on you, even though you're on an undercard. So he's building his brand however it takes. He don't really have that ego where, like, I got to be a headliner since I already was. Like, Benavidez is real hungry. He moved to 75 to get a fight because tired of waiting for Canelo. Like, he deserves a lot of praise for it. And I think it's going to pay off for him in the long run. So I tip my hat to him. And I like to see that. And we should see more of this. Like, everybody got to do what you got to do to get where you got to get. It can't be handed to you. So put your ego to the side and make shit happen. And I feel like that's what he's doing. I'll be listening to everybody, though. I'm up.
All right, champ. Quan, what up?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What's good?
What's good? Shoot, though, if David get on that undercard, though, that'd be good for real, because like the last dude said, he headlined the pay-per-view before, so it's like, you know, now you got two, you know, headliners really on one card, so I think that'd be good for PBC, and you got the Ryo Edwin fight, so I'm like, damn, that shit sound like a little good fight to go to, because I've been actually wanting to go to Texas. I've been telling myself I need to make a trip down to Houston, Texas. So I'm like, if they put that in Texas, that's like saying like the perfect opportunity. But my only thing is, how much you think that the ticket's gonna go for? Because I feel like that.
It depends what if they stay in Texas, which. If they do it June 15th, that's Juneteenth weekend. So they might make it a celebration out there with my boy Supermax is saying, who lives in Texas. And if they do a stadium, then you ain't really got to worry about ticket prices.
So, okay. So, all right. Because I go to Vegas too. So what's more affordable to the people? The location in Texas or the location in Vegas?
I feel like everybody looks at things different. Like, some people might say Vegas is cheaper because you know, you could find these crazy deals. But I feel like I would be more inclined to say Texas is cheaper. Like, I live in Vegas and fuck, everything's expensive. Everything.
I think that'd definitely be a good fight to go to. Like, even for boxing fans, like, shoot, you're just getting your money worth just because of the names alone.
So. But again, the reason people pick Vegas is because you could do so much more than just go to the fight. So it's like, you go to the fight, you could go partying, you could go to, you know, five-star restaurants, you could go do a little bit of anything, man.
Facts. But I wanted to ask you one more question, because I don't know. I DM'd you. I don't know if you've seen it, but... With the Turkey Ali Sheik, do they only work with DAZN? Like, is that only an exclusive DAZN deal, or can
one of their fights was on
like a PVC in Saudi or something like that?
One of their fights was on ESPN. I mean, the last Tyson Fury fight was the only ESPN. They work with whatever network you with. Remember, Wilder works with them.
Right, but PVC, like a PVC been in Saudi. I mean, maybe.
Nah, PBC ain't been to Saudi as a company, but, you know.
I was wondering if they could, like, possibly do that or, you know. Because I know they do it more. It's like, like you said, they bring in events.
I mean, we probably going to see it in September, man. I mean, according to Eddie Reynoso, you know, they interested in Saudi Arabia. Everybody's pointing towards September, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, for sure. That's my call.
So, I'm being told that Canelo Kirkland... The cheap tickets were like $50, and excuse me, yeah, and they were as low as 15.
That's cheap.
All right. Yeah, that is cheap, man. I mean, look, I remember when Canelo did Liam Smith, they was doing $10 tickets Fats, what up?
Yo.
Chilling. There's also rumors. I don't know how if they're rumors or not. I don't follow MMA, but Conor McGregor's allegedly coming back in Las Vegas in June, so that could be pushing Tank to Texas.
Oh, they said a fight happening in Texas, and that's
what we're all assuming based off Tank's tweets.
Oh, all right, that's good. You know, it's going to be a big event, man. You know what I mean? One thing about Tank, like, as a fan of the sport, he's one of my favorite fighters. But even though we want to see him go against the top matches, man, I mean, you know, the top guy, he the only dude I know that can go in the ring against a hungry man dinner. And his fans still show up because they just want to see a knockout. they just want to see a knockout. Like, they don't care who he fight. Like, they don't care who he fight. They just want to see a knockout. But, Ness, you ever heard in boxing the A-side pricing himself out the fight?
The A-side pricing himself out? I mean, I want to believe anybody could price themselves out. Price out is a price out.
But have you ever heard of A-side doing it? Like, you ever heard of it?
Nah. I mean... Fuck, I mean, Fury and Canelo, what the fuck?
Five. Yeah, ding, 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 ding. There you go, Canelo, that's crazy. Your boy bad for the sport, man. I never heard that, yo, an A-side pricing himself out to fight. Like, that was new to me. I'm telling you, bro, I can't believe it, yo. I can't believe your boy did that. I mean, I never liked him. You call me a Canelo hater, I take that. I always want to see him lose. I hope Munguia beat the snot out of him. You know what I'm saying? That cheating bum. But, I mean, damn, y'all. And I was just telling my boy, when Earl next fight? You hear anything about that?
Uh-uh. All we know is Earl was seen jumping rope. And people got excited about that, thinking he coming back.
Oh, my gosh. This bad news. I was talking to my boy in the car. I'm like, yo, when your boy gonna come back? Well, he's gonna end up like Keith Thurman, yo. You know, he was just off 16 months before the Bud fight, like, and then now, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on? He looked at me, he shook his head, he said, bro, Ray, retire. I said, damn, you think that?
What?
And he a super Earl. He love Earl. I'm like, for real, you think that? He like, I think he gonna hang him up, yo. I said, for real, yo? I said, nah, like, I said, I even grew to really like him for real. I never liked him, but I'm like, I kind of grew to even want to pay for his fight to watch his style, yeah, me a little bit, because he ain't high behind no politics. He wasn't dodging no wrecks. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
he made it happen. Like, he yeah, made it like, happen. He was, yeah, really, bro, he was like, really over there on some ball shit. Like, he made them do what yeah, he wanted like, to do.
Yeah, like, you work for me. Like, you may be my advisor, but, nigga, you do what I say. Like, it ain't no... You know what I mean? With Pooch, I just say, we ain't dodging no wrecks. Niggas know who it was. He wasn't. I respect that. Like, I buy his next fight. I'm like, yo, you think he gonna hang him up? That's crazy. I hope he don't, though, because...
I mean, we he ain't even I talking, mean, though. Hopefully we get some sort of something before, like, the Frank fight, because Frank ain't until June. Like, they need at least an announcement, but he might be there and get a lot of interviews, because he gonna have to show up for Frank, so people gonna ask right. him what's he doing next.
Yeah, I hope so, man, because I mean, I always knew Bud was gonna put it on him, but I ain't expect that to happen like that, though. Three not that I wasn't expecting that, but I grew to like him, though, after that, because he wasn't dodging no wrecks, man. I appreciate the call, though.
All right, James, what up?
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yep.
Yo, Ness, man. Shout out to you, man, for coming back and giving us another show. Shout out to Fats, man. He's still on the same topic we've been talking about the past 2 days. So let me break it down for him. So, Ness, man, you was able to get that Corvette, man, because, you know, you got good credit, man. Thing is, with good credit, man, you ain't have to pay no bad cars. You got the price you want. You got exactly what you want. You know, niggas with bad credit, man, they can't get what they want. Is that correctness? They got to look at more like,
I mean, that ain't necessarily like, true. You could get it. You're just going to get it with a higher APR or more down payment.
You got to pay a higher price, correct?
You got to get a motherfucking co-signer.
So with that being said, Dave Benavidez ain't got good credit at 168, man. Whereas Berlanga, Jaime Munguia, they got good credit. Dave Benavidez, man, his credit's bad, man, for some of his past mistakes and shit like that. Like they say, it takes how many years for something to fall off your credit history? About what, 8 years?
You're funny.
I'm just keeping it real. So with that being said, man, it is what it is. So Dave Benavidez got to do what? He got to get a nigga to what? Co-sign for him. Got to get somebody to front him the money. He got to pay a higher price for the loan.
He going right back to the basics. You know that y'all said he ain't a star, so he getting on the undercard.
That's why, you know, he has to look at what his credit score can afford, which is a what kind of fight? A Gostick fight.
I mean, last I seen, he had a gold Lamborghini Urus. Plus he got that old Lambo when he was 21. What color was that one? Yellow?
That was yellow, but okay. Still though, man.
That was when he was 21.
Hey man, I was just breaking it down to fight terms.
So I think he got good credit. He just bought a house here in Miami, so I don't know. I think that dude credit's woo. Ooh wee.
That's true, man. But you know
Samson, I know y'all don't believe Samson, but Samson said what? The Benavidez has been making $5 million and close to $5 million for a minute.
He said he's been making $5 million for a minute. I don't believe that.
Nah, but he'll never say flat out five. He say close to. He always be sure to say that.
You're right. He said close to. So even more than four or even more than three. Like, come on, bro. Like,
I mean, I can see that, bro. Listen. They was giving.
Okay, I can see.
Look at what they was giving Shakur from Top Rank, non-pay-per-view. So I can see that. I can see him making what they saying he making. Especially on pay-per-view. Especially on that tank, on that plant fight.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, especially on the plant fight, but I can't see nothing before that for real. He was making that kind of money, man. So you really want me to believe you're making that kind of bread?
I mean, maybe before that, that's tough.
What?
That's tough. What, like, it's tough. Maybe? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I don't know. I don't think that even makes financial sense.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think that makes financial sense to give him $5 million for the Darrell fight.
That shit sound like cap to me, man. I'm like, yo, but, you know, he got good bread.
But again, what's how up? Much they gave Bud for fucking Khan and Brooke? Fuck. Throwing Porter, my dude.
He got
6.5 for Porter.
Yeah. And Porter got 2.5, and he said that's the most money he ever got. But, yo, man.
What?
With that being said, man. Yo,
he said that on his podcast? Hold up. He said that on his podcast? Because that would mean that those back-end checks that they be talking about is fake. How the fuck is Porter going to say 2.5 is the biggest? I mean, like, you mean like the biggest upfront guaranteed check he got? That's the only thing that could have been interpreted as you bugging.
Look, he just said that money good over there.
There's no way 2.5 was the most he ever made. That's insane. He fought Keith Thurman in his prime, when they had like over $120 million budget because they had 60 plus million from each network at that time. There's no way.
Well, dog, if I ain't mistaken, I think he barely made a mil for that fight.
Yo,
I think
whoever's showing Patreon got to ask him that question. Like, yo, what's the most you ever made in one lump sum? Get the fuck out of here. 2.5, that's bananas. Listen, Victor Ortiz made 2.5 versus Floyd a million years ago.
Hey, but Victor Ortiz, he was the brand, though, man. He was the brand. You can't lie.
I mean, no disrespect to Victor because, you know, I can't fight as good as those dudes, but, like, he was the brand of quitting. Like, that's what he was known for. Like, granted, I loved him.
How long are you going to hold that over his head, man? Like, when it comes to the Victor, the Ryan Garcia shit like that, man, we got to give him.
I mean, Ryan didn't quit like Victor quit. Like, Victor quit. And I try not to take shots at Victor because I know that Maidana fight was tough. Like, he put Maidana down three times and Maidana put him down three times. So that was more like a mental thing. Like, damn, I just can't beat this dude.
Like if niggas ain't walking in the ring or walking out the ring, like, what's that one heavyweight name is? I can't think. We can't really call him quit, man. Especially on this high level, man. Oh, Harper? Curtis? Yeah. If niggas ain't pulling the Curtis Harpers and shit, man, like, bro, I'm not going to call him a quitter like that, man.
Again, I don't think Ryan quit. I don't think Ryan quit. But technically, there's nothing you can say to defend Victor. Like, he literally said in his post fight, I don't think I need to be getting beat up like this. So, yeah.
That's like saying every nigga that took too long to get off the stool quit, man. They just knew they met their match, man. Sometimes you gotta live to fight another day.
Yeah, but that's all the same thing. If you know you met your match, you gave up, you know.
But that means if you know you met your match,
because some
still
dudes,
coming back to hit the gym.
Some dudes What's just up? Try to survive 12. If they know they can't win, they try to survive the 12 and go the distance, get that moral victory. If you quit and give your opponent a TKO by saying you don't want to fight no more, it's pretty much quit.
Well, Ness, let me ask you this before you cut this call, man. So they calling it a doubleheader for what, man? For David's sake?
I think they're using that wording because the other fight ain't announced. Like, it's gonna be a triple header. Like, Rayo and De Los Santos should be on this undercard.
Yeah, but after the four yesterday, that news broke that they signed. They both officially signed their paperwork for that fight, Rayo and De Los Santos.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it ain't that official. Why are they calling this a double header instead of a triple?
Come on, bro. That fight is not big. Even if you want to argue and troll that
Rayo and Edwin ain't main event worthy, normally and typically rematches.
Not on the card with Tank. Nah.
No, all I'm saying is that normally rematches are their own main event. Like, they choosing to put this on a stacked card, but rematches is their own main event. I mean, hold on a minute. I'm pretty sure Lee Wood and Laura was the main event when he got his belt back. Usually rematches are usually a main event. Like, that earns you. Sometimes a rematch earns you pay per view. Sometimes a rematch earns you main event. So, you know, it could be on undercard the first time around, but that shit could end up being a pay-per-view fight for the second one because the demand, or at least his own main event because of the demand. And I certainly think Edwin De Los Santos, you know.
I think the reason why they stacked the card, but with this rematch, though, I just think PBC just got to go ahead and just force-feed us with everything on these few dates they have. Because it could have been on his own.
I think I seen something
card.
Where Espinoza said they still doing the 12 to 14 shows. That's what I figured. Just because they starting late don't mean they ain't got the dates. They just going to stack up the last half of the year.
We're going to see, man. Hey, shout out to the only 50 fighters that PBC cares about, and sorry for the other 250.
Damn.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Yo, Ness, man, shout out to you and shout out to the community, man.
You the man, champ.
I catch you. For sure. All right.
Copy, cool, what it do?
What's going on, champ? What's going on?
What up, what up?
What up, what up? Yeah, man, I mean, this is a decent card. I mean, with De Los Santos, Tank and David Benavidez, that's a decent little card to have, man. That's not nothing out this world. I mean, this is no stacked card, like the one that's coming up. I didn't realize that how stacked that fucking card was, bro. That's a hell of a fucking card. I'm surprised they leaving it on pay per view. Are they taking it out of pay per view?
That's still pay per view.
Yeah, I was gonna say that card is stacked. That shit is worthy pay per view. I mean, regardless whether we don't got Thurman, that's a stacked ass fucking card. And I was looking at the names before, like even them putting Mendoza in there instead of for Berentek, that's a dope ass fucking card from the prelims to the main event. Yeah, I mean this is gonna be decent. I think Vegas is going to be the one. I'm not sure. I mean, they could do that shit anywhere they want to, but it makes sense to do it over there. That's where where they're close to fucking Texas. That what happened?
Nah, Danny's an asshole. He said Rayo versus Edwin 2 is better than Jared Anderson versus Mary.
Oh shit, man. I mean, you know what? Talking about that card, I thought wasn't Luis Ortiz supposed to fight my man? What happened there?
They ain't take the Lewis offer, bruv.
That would have, wow.
I mean, think about it. Imagine you would have accepted the Lewis offer, then you went to jail, had to make bail. You know, you had to hold some of your camp in Toledo till you got granted to go to Houston.
Was it Anderson taking the Ortiz, or was it F.A. that was going to fight Ortiz?
I heard it was always Jared. I heard he got offered both Cubans, Frank and Lewis.
I swore it broke that it was gonna be FA. I swore it was gonna be FA versus Ortiz, and it was gonna be Anderson versus Guido.
Nah, it's supposed to have been FA Guido. Ain't that happening though? I think that's already happening. Ain't FA Guido happening? I think, let me double check.
Yeah, it's going to be F.A.
If it's F.A. Guido, it was always F.A. Guido, I'm telling you. It was never any other way.
I swear. I thought.
But maybe Jared, I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they offered Lewis to both of them.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the news that broke. I think it was supposed to be F.A. F.A. Luis Ortiz, and there's going to be Jared versus Guido.
Nah, ain't never heard Jared Guido. I'm telling you, ain't no way Guido fighting Jared.
In my opinion,
I could be wrong.
Word. But yeah, man, this is a decent little card, man, to show up. Even in the addition of De Los Santos and Villanueva.
Yeah, they got him fighting Guido. Bro, he was always fighting Guido, I'm telling you.
Oh, they got him fighting Guido?
Yeah, he's fighting Guido on April 13th.
Okay. But that's on the same card, though, right?
Let me see.
Jared's for my man. Is that funny?
This ain't no Jared card. This Corpus. Is it Jared? Because I don't see his. Oh, yeah, he is here. He's the main event. Jared is the main event.
All right.
Oh, shit. Wow, they did Henry LeBron versus Charlie Suarez. Okay, little Filipino dude. That's gonna be a good fight. That little Filipino is all right.
Yeah, you heard that about that heavyweight, that kid coming out of Usman's gym?
Nah,
heavyweight. But
shout out to the heavyweight they signed from Massachusetts, my Dominican brethren. I think it's Alfie or some shit. Top rank something. They stay that's signed,
heavyweight,
man.
Heavyweight was the fucking that I knew of was Aguilar, Nagy Aguilar.
They gonna have Jalen Walker on this card. I think that's his top rank debut.
But that's in this.
This is gonna be his top rank debut. They got Jalen Walker on his card, Abdullah Mason on his card. Consecal is back on his card. Okay. I like that about Top Rank, man. They never leave a man behind. They bring
that kid, that young kid that you interviewed, that's he gonna be on the on this weekend's card.
Yeah, Allen, they brought him back too, yeah.
That young kid.
Oh shit, look, the Dominican I'm talking about, he's on his card. He's debuting. Ali Felice. He's debuting. Mm. Shout out. That's dope.
He's from
Connecticut. I said Mass. That was a mistake. Let's see what weight this dude is. They had him fighting. Okay, so he's a real heavyweight. They got him fucking debuting versus a super heavyweight. So he's a real heavyweight. He ain't a small heavyweight. That's what's up, yo. They signed a dark skinned Dominican. Shout out to them. He only 20. That's what's up. I was trying to get an interview with this kid as an amateur. I hope he remembers that put him, now that he's signed.
Gotta put him with Torres now.
And shit. What happened?
I said you gotta put him with Torres now. It only makes sense.
He too young. Torres already got like a whole advantage on him in terms of experience. But champ, let me get the
Torres
two.
Torres only got like 6 fights.
Nah, Torres gotta have more than 6 fights. You wildin'. I'm gonna check and say it out loud. I'm pretty sure, bro. What's his name? Richard?
Yeah, Ricardo Torres, I think, or Richard Torres. Yeah. Nah, Richard Torres is the 4th pound that fought Cotto.
Which, what? So it's not Richard Torres? It is Richard, man.
Any yeah, Ricardo?
It's Richard Torres Jr. Nah, Richard Torres Jr. Nick said Ricardo. He got, damn, you're right. He got 8 fights.
Okay.
And he back on the Murataya card versus Donald Haynesworth. They wild.
So
they need to cut the fucking leash on that dude. Champ, let me get to Two-Tone. Appreciate you. They certainly giving Richard really lean opposition. Two-Tone, you there?
You hear me?
Yes.
Yo, the man. Yo, first of all, what's new, man? It's your boy Two-Tone, Superstar. Please say the superstar. The man, Samson Liquowicz, said he got the bag.
Nah. I seen something where he said now he know what's the number and they got to come up with the money.
So Amazon ain't got the money? They deliver an air fryer.
But ain't that what he said? Because I ain't hear him say. Yeah. Did he say he got the 150?
He said, yeah, you're right. He said he got the number and that's doable for November. It's not doable for September because if September, they got 60. But if Canelo want that 150, they got to push it back to November.
It's funny. Like, do we even believe Samson? Because he's the same person that Reynoso is saying he don't believe.
I think the theory that you came up with is right, man. I think the man, Reynoso, was like, look, man, get my man's a bag. Go up to 175. Get my man's a bag real quick. Slither back down to 168. Canelo going to drop his number at the media day. Then we're going to go from there. I think this is in cahoots. There's no way David talking about be lucky if the September shit. David don't even talk like that.
Word.
Yeah, man. He got the bag. What's up with Shakur, though, bro? What's up with Shakur?
Bro, why he taking so much heat on Twitter today?
I see people
talking about the 25% all over again. I'm like, damn, we still talking about that shit. What happened?
I don't know. He posted somebody DMs, him and Oscar DMs or something. I don't know. You see your man Ray Jackson get cooked by Ryan today? Ryan snapped.
I seen that. But he wasn't saying Ryan nothing. He just said you lost your job for glazing and shit like that.
That was wild. Don't talk about that man's job, but Ryan Fett, he sent me some sparring footage too. I ain't gonna leak it, but yeah, that shit way better than that shit that's out now.
Hmm.
That's crazy. I'm about to do a reaction, but yo, TBV for life, man. I'll see y'all niggas in the morning. Two-Tone Superstar out.
All right, 19 days, man. 19 days. That's crazy. The fight. No, it's not 19. It's 29, right? It's 29. We a month out. All right, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
What's good, Ness?
Chilling.
So what's up with this with the Tank and Benavidez in Texas? I saw he tweeted. I don't know if he tweeted something.
Yeah, he posted something
about Chicago too, though.
Yeah. So I thought that. I mean, what I seen is Ray Jackson saying, like, Yeah, you're right. He tweeted out, what about Chicago? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that one was a little bit older because then I seen Ray Jackson tweet back at him like, man, nobody wants Chicago. Come to Texas, man. And then he posted this one about Houston, Texas, June.
Oh, did he say the date with it? I ain't seen this.
Nah, he just put June. He just put June. Nah, this is on his IG. He still got it up. Somebody sent it to me again. I thought he had took it down.
Oh, okay. It makes sense money wise.
It's also Juneteenth. Remember, June 15th is Juneteenth weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Plus, they saying McGregor's in Vegas that weekend, fighting.
Yeah. I feel like Chicago or Houston be good. I feel like Chicago is good because it just ain't been a fight there. You know what I'm saying? It's both popular. Like, it's a lot of Mexicans in Chicago, a lot of black people. Same thing with Houston, too. But they're both cool. But, you know, Houston ain't no state income tax. So I can see that and all that. But that's what's up. But yeah, I'm going to buy that fight for sure.
Word. Well, you seen the face off?
With who? Face off with who?
Bazoo and Fandora.
Fandora.
That shit look crazy, is that
this weekend?
Right?
They fight this weekend?
Nah, we 9 days out.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. Because you're like, damn, they already doing the face off? So they did another press conference?
I think what they did is, since they had a media workout and this is a last minute replacement, they scrambled to have them meet. I mean, you got to watch the pictures, bro. They had Fandora in some high tech Desert Storm edition boots. That shit weird. I don't know. PBC losing their standards. Like, I would have told the motherfuckers go change. That shit look weird. Actually, I'm gonna pull up a pic just to show this face off.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now. I'm on Twitter. So I'm looking at it.
This shit crazy. It's like, yo, this is y'all official face off, man. Go change. Go like.
So did they work out before this, or did they just pull up?
I don't even fucking know, man. I mean, Danny should have went there. He was talking about the shit all day. He said he had an exclusive interview with Zoo set up before this, so I'm assuming he went to get his interview. But
yeah,
man, I don't know. They wildin'.
Yeah, I understand if you get out of, you know what I'm saying, workout, you know what I'm saying. You really don't give a fuck. You just trying, you know what I'm saying. But it is. But yeah, I'm gonna watch that fight too. I'm probably not gonna buy it though. If it ain't, you know what I'm saying? I can't buy everything. But I just hate that Fandora got knocked out by Mendoza because he was really winning that fight. Like, by a wide margin, and he just got caught.
Yeah. But that's good, though, because that brings him into this fight as an underdog. So if you was always a Mendoza, if you was always a Fandora fan, and, you know, see, I picked Mendoza.
Do you know the
odds? I knew he would spawn. Nah, but you know he gonna go. Come on, man. He just got slept his last fight, and he coming right into a big puncher, alleged big puncher.
Yeah, yeah. It depending on the odds, I'll bet on Fandora.
And if you a fan of him, you should.
He a hard style to deal with.
I ain't even find my picture because I gotta show y'all that shit look crazy. That face off look crazy. The thing is, you know, fucking height don't win fights, but damn, if he don't look stupid big. Look at this shit. He looked so... Like, I don't think I've ever... I don't know. Did Fandora look this big versus Mendoza?
This shit
looks...
Zoo and Mendoza about the same
crazy.
Size,
yeah. And there we have it. Tim Zoo versus...
That shit looks crazy. Bro, that looks crazy. It's like legit a foot taller, if not more. Like, Zoo's head doesn't even go above Fandora's throat.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's the thing. Fandora gives up his height. When you box, you got to have a bend in your knee, so you automatically giving up dumb inches. What he does have is, look at that reach advantage.
I will say this, though. When has Zoo fought like a pressure fighter? He really ain't fought no pressure
fighter. They did this in Split T's gym where Zoo trains out of. Like, I'm trying to tell you, man, this shit crazy. Look, Fandora went in there with a sleeveless shirt. This looks crazy.
I'm looking at it now.
He got a motherfucker. Look, he got the army fatigue hat like he going duck hunting. This shit terrible. They out of control. I'm trying to tell you, they got to get a standard together, man. I mean, remember back, and I'm just saying that because they set the standard. I'm not the one nitpicking. They set the standard. If you remember the last rollout, all the PBC fighters had the same suit on. Hal made them get suited up.
Well, it was the Fox showcase for
come on,
like
man.
This.
He made them get suited up and come in there looking professional. This dude got his Desert Storm Edition boots on in the ring. That's disrespect.
I hate they didn't do that for Amazon.
Like, you would only expect you rolling out your biggest motherfucking network and you don't even listen, don't get me to talking.
But I don't know. I feel like PBC still got another deal up their sleeve or something, because it's way too many fighters.
Yeah, nah, I mean, I was told that too. It's just taking forever to happen. But I was told that too.
That's how business is sometimes.
Yeah. But, let me get to some other people.
Fandora plus 480.
Damn, that's a bag right there. And he got a lot to fight for, man. It's two belts on the line for this one. He got a lot to fight. The thing is, bro, if the dude was a boxer, look at all that size and height. If he just got on them toes on some Tyson Fury, Peter Fury, some type of shit, like, he don't do that. He want to be in the mix in the kitchen, like he 5'2". Boxing fan.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What up?
Yo, man, I like this. I like this card. I think that I'm definitely gonna buy this shit. Especially with the rematch with De Los Santos and Ryo. I look forward to that fight. But Ness, I heard some rumors. I don't know if it's true that maybe Morel might be on this card as well.
Bro, I've been seeing that, but I've only seen that originated from a fake account. And then I think people just kept taking that picture and sharing it. I've heard no legitimate sources, no legitimate reporters, websites, nothing that corroborate that you know, Durrell is going to fight Morel. That would be a great fight. But again, I've already told y'all, Morel is fighting Trevor McCombie. He stole Benavidez's opponent. I mean, not Benavidez. Yeah. He stole Berlanga's opponent.
I thought Berlanga was going to do that Jacobs fight, though. Or that's just rumors.
Rumors. That's what we want. They posting pictures talking about family.
Fuck. But, Ness, did you hear about Adames? Who's fighting next? Carlos Adames?
Yeah, Nathan Heaney.
Yeah.
He need to act like PBC is a ship and walk the plank. They ain't giving him shit.
Hey, bro, what my question is this, though. What the fuck is the WBC doing with Jermall Charlo?
Bro, they doing the same thing they're doing with Canelo. Knock it off, bro. They do whatever makes sense to them business-wise.
Man, that's crazy, Ness. Like, that's, I mean, if I'm Adames, I mean, man, fuck that belt. Move up to 168 and challenge for the
but he's better off moving up. Look, he's with the WBC, so even if he asks the WBC to move up, the guy up there is Canelo, so he ain't getting a shot at that. You know what I'm saying? So he just got to wait, because what you going to do? Go campaign and another sanction and pay sanctioning fees all over, get re-ranked all over, start at the bottom all over. He not ranked nowhere else because he got an interim title. Once you got a championship belt, no other sanctioning body even ranks you.
I mean, shit, can he unify with the winner between Lara and what's that guy's name?
Can't unify no interim.
Oh, my bad. But I mean, shit, challenge for that belt, bro.
He could challenge Laura's belt, but Laura fighting on the 30th and Laura's 40-something years old, so I'm sure he ain't fighting no more this year.
So you think that belt would be vacant if Lara wins?
No, Laura wins. He keeps his belt, but I'm pretty sure we won't see Laura back this year.
Man, bro, fuck, that's whack, bro. I mean, I feel bad for Adames, man.
We ain't seen Laura fight in 2 years. Last time he fought was like May 28th of 2022.
Damn. Shit. Because I was hearing rumors, Ness. I don't know if it was true that supposedly there was conversation of Adames with Benavidez.
Yeah, he accepted an offer. He accepted an offer to fight Benavidez, and Benavidez turned down an offer to fight Adames because Adames is a 54-pounder moving up. Who's going to give him credit? Nobody's giving him credit for the 54-pounders moving up he already beat.
You think maybe Adames should move up next? Maybe just have a, like, you know, a tune-up fight at 168, and then maybe down the line if Benavidez
not
can't
a tuna,
get that,
not a tune-up. That's what he did at 60. Who he fought at 60?
Shit, no, you do got a point there, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Damn. All right, Ness. Well, that's my call, bro. But yeah, overall, man.
I think his biggest win is Dervianchenko. Didn't he beat Dervianchenko before Jaime?
Oh, Dervianchenko. Yeah, at 160 though. Yep, that's true. That's true. Yeah, and then Montiel, but Montiel was a tune-up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the Montiel fight because, you know, to me, Charlo, you know, got his face all swollen in that fight, and fucking Adames knocked him out in three.
Hey, Ness, what do you think this, though? Just real quick before I go, you think would it be too soon that, because I think Elijah Garcia, right, he's like the silver WC title belt? What if he fights Adames down?
Yeah, that's probably what the WBC is waiting for, a Mexican to get in line and then strip Charlo and make Adames fight a Mexican for it.
Hey, I like that fight, Ness. That'd be a hell of a fight, but you think it'll be soon for Elijah?
It'll certainly be very soon for Elijah. He's only 19, bro. Let's see how he looks with Kyron Davis on the March 30th card. If he blows out Kyron, blows him out legit, like, I would like to see a knockout, not a stoppage, because Benavidez stopped him already, so we ain't gonna know. We ain't gonna know. It's better to knock him out when no one has done.
Done, yeah. I agree, man. But Ness, man, I wish that fight would have been on the main card, bro. I mean, I don't mind.
Which
the
one?
Street, but
Garcia?
Elijah. Yeah, with Kyron.
It was supposed to be, but with the switch up, it ain't no more. It wasn't. I don't remember that shit being on the streams. I thought that was the opener. I don't know what happened.
No, it's on the. Yeah, I thought so too, but no. Apparently, it's one of the.
Yeah, no. Now it's the opener. Opener and the main event is.
Who opens?
It's two free ones, but I don't remember the other one.
They should have started with that as the opener for the main one. Ness, that would have been a hell of a fight, right? That's a hell of a fight, you know?
That's what I thought it was.
But that's my call, Ness. Have a good one, bro.
You the man, champ. You the man. We got Chris with the $2. Texas killing it. Mike versus Paul. Now Tank versus Martin. If they get it. But, yeah, rumors indicating that it's heading to Texas. We got Roberto Hernandez, 1 month on that prospect level. Canelo versus David needs to happen in the States. I don't really care. I know if it does happen in the States, it's happening in Vegas, and we can't afford to go. So, yeah, it don't even matter to me. You know, they ain't going to make them tickets affordable for us. But that looks like the last call, the last super chat. Ness GTO, see you in the morning. Peace.